It's funny, I didn't.
I wanted a comment out of the peanut gallery over here, Russ.
I'm gonna keep doing it too. Thank you all.
All right, thank you. Russ, you are here on Meyer Land Development.
How's everyone today?
All right. Good, think so. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Eight, and the good news
is commercial spaces yours too?
Yes, and 367 and 368 can be dismissed.
Withdrawn?
Yes, so I can start off on the right foot here.
Okay, you work something out with the assessor's office or?
No, we made a decision not to appeal those at this time. So.
Okay. BOE 366 looks like it's 203A S Wildwood Drive.
Let's see. Are you looking at the parcel that ends in 005?
Or no, that one's 001. You tell me what you want to start with.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I do have these in an order, Dave. But I want to start with the Best Western. It's Meyer Development. It's parcel 18-1-02-001-001-008-000. Correct.
Okay, that's BOE 369, page 40. What's, first of all, before we get rolling here, what is your proposed appraised value?
Well, that would be, you know, we're still looking at the 2021 successful BOE value of that, which the appraised value would be
$3,058,970. What hotel is this?
This is the Best Western Centerpoint Inn.
Is this one still under appeal, Russ?
It is.
Okay, so you're just waiting on a...
Yeah, if I may, just
go
some
ahead.
Background on that.
Go ahead.
The State Tax Commission is more than 2 years behind on their appeals. I just argued the hotels that I'm going to re-argue today about 2 weeks ago. And the State Tax Commission has taken those under advisement. And I'm told by the hearing officer not to expect a ruling before November of this year. So those are still locked up.
Did they indicate to you that if you appealed out of here that they would group it together, or do you know?
That wasn't an issue that was brought up. But I did make the hearing officer aware that we had filed appeals for this year. But so.
Can I say something to Mr. Shenowork first?
What is it? If it's productive, yes. Yeah,
no,
great.
I'm just jerking. The cards that went out for the impact notices.
Right. I
was did you hear about. The explanation what's going on?
No.
So the data, this is commercial property, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So the cards went out on, the data went out on May the 7th, because it has to be to the printer by a certain date.
Right.
And then they have to be mailed by May 15th. And that same day, I lowered the index. So residentials came down to 2.40, but then also I raised the commercial index from 2.35, which it's been there for decades, and I moved that up to 2.40 so that they're equal, because we have nightly rentals and we have hotel motels and condos, and
so
they all need to be the same index.
So you raised the index after the books closed? After the books closed, like the 1st of April?
Well, no, it wasn't after the books closed. And so what your card is actually reflecting is the State Tax Commission wanted me to have everybody at 2.58. So it went to 2.58 on your card, but I lowered it back to 2.4 for both residential and for commercial. For the reason being that I took productivity away from land, and it just skewed the county so badly that, I mean, it would have bankrupted people. I couldn't do that.
Oh,
I had to make sure
okay.
That it was
well,
Let's make sure we got the numbers, that we're operating on the same numbers. Okay, this says 3.734. What did the card say?
Well, there's three different numbers. That's the point I wanted to make, or one of the points I wanted to make. The impact notice had one number, Beacon had another number, and the Tangen County workout card had a third number. But, I mean, respectfully, I want to focus on the 2021 number. That, you know, whichever these numbers are, they're higher than the 2021 number. And that's the point I want to make on these appeals that are pending before the State Tax Commission now, because I'm making the argument that in 2023 they should have stayed at the or at least the 2021 number should have been used as a basis. And David, we've talked about that right. Ad nauseum. It was a point that the hearing officer took a great deal of interest in, I can tell you that, and we spent a lot of time talking about it. But that's under advisement, and they've asked for briefs from both sides. And I did, and I don't know if the board is interested, but I filed hearing briefs on these with the State Tax Commission, and to the extent that would be helpful for the board, I'm willing to provide those today. They're in excruciating detail on all of these. And I would appreciate it if these could be considered within the context of the hearing as well. So,
Russ, whatever you want to provide, we'll try to
okay.
take a look at.
And maybe I'll just do that.
For this great pay we're getting.
Well.
So on this particular one, though, you're only up 1.76% from the 2024 rate.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
I think all the assessor wanted to let you know is that it's less than it should be less than. What your card said, but I understand it's still not down to the number you want,
right,
of course.
Right.
So do you know, can just give me an idea here on, this is the Best Western, do you know how many units it has?
All that's on the card.
164.
All that's on the work card, yeah.
164, and what class is this one?
It's 162.
162. And what class have you guys given
D-minus.
It? Is it a C?
C minus.
Yeah. Just kind of trying to.
Built in the late 1970s. One of them is in 1989 for an addition, but yeah, the others are 77 and 79.
Okay.
Well, and if I may.
Go ahead.
Okay. The outcome of the 2023 appeal is going to affect the value. Again, it's the same point I made last year, and unfortunately, the Tax Commission appeals are still pending. And, you know, we'll find out soon enough how those play out. But during the STC appeals, we did depositions of the assessor, and we asked those very questions if there were land sales considered, if there were comparable sales of hotels considered, if there was an income approach considered. The answer to those questions were all no. And the assessor said that, and all this is in our brief, but the assessor said that it was just the Honeycutt approach, and the assessor also testified that the Honeycutt multiplier did not increase. And so that's the information that I had at the time that I filed these. And again, I don't want to harp on this too much, David, because I know that you're familiar, at least you are familiar with the case. But the Shipman case requires, puts the burden of proof on the assessor to prove that there's a substantive connection between the successful appeal number and the subsequent appraisals. But that is the... That is the best, and this theme is going to repeat through the first four appeals that I have.
Are these all hotels?
The first four are.
Okay. Let me ask you another one, because we're trying to be a little consistent with what we're doing. We know motels have suffered. Can you give me a rough idea what your occupancy rate's running right now?
You know,
do you have any kind of, in other words, I'm trying to also kind of do a get some quick and dirty numbers on income approach here.
No, no income approach information has been submitted. It's not required to be submitted.
And, I'm not and, saying
and that,
it is.
No, I just want to make the point. The assessor had testified in the state tax commission hearing process that other hotels had provided income approach information, and if that's the case, that there was nothing to stop the county from using an income approach information because they could have used it from the other hotels that the assessor said that they had. So that's not our burden. That's the assessor's burden. And again, the testimony was that only the Honeycup approach was used, and that the multiplier did not increase. So if that's the case, there's no basis whatsoever to raise from the 2021 value.
And the 2021 value was $3,058,970?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then if you're ready to move on, I've got...
Okay. Is this which number you want to talk about next?
I have the Holiday Inn Express, which is 18101. 003, 001, 005.000.
Okay, what's your proposed value on that?
The 2021 number, which is 4,151,210.
Can you just, again, roughly how many units are in that thing?
Let's see. 120, yeah, Gail's got that.
Okay.
Will the assessor get to speak later?
Yes. I'm going to let him get through his, and then we'll let you go.
And so on that one, again, there's no substantive connection between the 2021 successful appeal value and the 2023, or for that matter, the 2025. In 2023, the value that's still under appeal is $5,189,000, and the 2025 number has gone up to $6,341,000, and that's a 38% increase in 4 years. And again, the Honeycutt multiplier at least...
Say there was a decision on this one? Did you say there was a decision on this one?
The 2021 BOE set it at 4,151. At least that's the information I have. I'm not the attorney that argued it, but that's the information I have.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, there, you know, the only possible basis to increase would have been a change in the multiplier, and at least it... The information that I had is that there was no provable change in the multiplier. And again, even if there were a change in the multiplier, that multiplier has to be based on data. You know, Honeycutt does studies and, you know, depreciation studies, cost studies, and that number just can't be estimated or, you know, guessed at. That number has to be proven.
Okay, what's the next one you got?
Comfort Inn at Thousand Hills, and again, I'm proposing that...
Is that 002.000?
Let me pull this. Yes.
That's Comfort Inn?
Yes. And that...
proposed value is?
$2,779,625, and that was... that's already increased to $3.3 million. And again,
how many rooms are in that one?
I'm sorry. I don't have the rooms in front of me. 108, you said? 108.
Okay. Go ahead, Russ.
I mean, it's the same arguments as the first two. Again, this is from the testimony of the assessor. There's no income approach applied. There's no comparable sales approach applied. It's just the cost approach, and there was testimony that there was no change in the multiplier. And again, pursuant to Shipman, there has to be a substantive connection between the successful appeal number and the subsequent values, and there's no connection here.
other one I've got